Welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change in our communities and beyond, and how today's choices will impact tomorrow's community. This program is a project of KCBX and our program hosts. This week, our host is Dr. Lata Murte, and because our program is live today, we invite you to be a part of today's discussions with your calls to 805-781-3875, or you can email your questions to voices at KCBX. Now let's join Dr. Murte and our guests.
And here today to talk about Mujeres de Acción and its upcoming events are Yesenia Echevarria, Mujeres de Acción's founder, and Claudia Olson, Mujeres de Acción's community liaison. Welcome, Yesenia and Claudia.
Thank you for the invitation.
Gracias por la invitación.
So, Yesenia, take us back a decade. How did the idea for Mujeres de Acción come about?
Yes, I can't believe it's already been a decade of the service to the community. And it's quite interesting. I think when people start a nonprofit, they start it because this is something that they want to do. Whereas our story, it was founded because of a need and actually a very personal story. And that was through my mother's breast cancer diagnosis. So 11 years ago, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was in that moment that we realized, how do Latina women navigate such a diagnosis? First of all, you feel when you hear the word cancer, you feel like you're going to die. That's probably the first thing that you're thinking. And then number two is we still have a culture that there's a lot of machismo. We don't want to burden others. Where do you find that community? And we started asking ourselves questions, how do Latina women navigate this diagnosis? What if they don't speak English? What if they're undocumented? What if they don't have a support system? What if they're immigrants and they don't have their mothers here, which oftentimes is a big issue? So that's how we got started. And it's been marvelous to see us grow.
It has been marvelous to see it grow. What inspired the name Mujeres de Acción, or Women of Action?
So interestingly enough, part of our growth in the community is when we first got started, our name was Mujeres de Éxito, Women of Success. And it was really important for women to identify as successful. Successful being mothers, successful being a student, successful being a friend, successful in business. What was really interesting, Lara, is that we started recognizing that Latina women were not associating themselves with being successful. And that was heartbreaking. And it was one of those things that you're just like, but we are successful. And it was through that realization that we decided that we were going to change our name to Mujeres de Acción. And I feel like that shift has been part of the big reason why we've been able to grow so much, is that Latina women, and I think all women, see ourselves in action. We're movers and shakers, and we want to accomplish things, and we want to roll up our sleeves and get involved.
What does success mean often for Latina women or for your organization?
I think it means family. It means community, and it means being involved. And you know, we're here in the United States. I'm the daughter of immigrant parents. Claudia is an immigrant herself. And so when we come into a country, we have to create our own community. And I think much of the work of Mujeres de Acción, why we've been so successful, is because we are community centered. And that to us is success. Success is knowing that we're moving the needle forward, knowing that we're bringing smiles, knowing that people have safe spaces. And so I think ultimately, it's keeping our community safe and healthy and thriving.
Very good. So why do you think Latina women initially did not see themselves as successful when you were Mujeres de Éxito, Women of Success?
I think a lot has happened between then and now. I think the environment is different. I always say now is the best time to be a Latina woman. And now is the best time to be a woman of color, or just to be a woman in general. Obviously, there were a lot of big challenges back 10 years ago, 7 years ago, when we were getting our start, where we didn't didn't have our translations in certain spaces. We didn't have many resources, which is part of our big heavy lifting of making sure that Latina women, when they were diagnosed with breast cancer, they did have access to information and resources in Spanish. We're still seeing that need. And so I think many times, Lara, we look at success as having nice cars, having a big house, having the degree, having it all together. And when we have our Latina population, which a lot of the Latinas that we serve, these are mothers. These are women that are trying to figure out, what is it that I want to do? I have a 9-to-5 job, but I want to start my business. I'm baking at home and I see myself having a bakery. I want to be involved in my students' in my children's education. And so I think oftentimes we get intimidated by what the word success is and what, and I invite everyone listening right now, ask yourself, what is the definition that you connect success with, and how do you define it for yourself? Because the way that I define success in today's time for me is the community work that I do. It's no longer tied to a bank account or nice material things. So I think, Lara, to answer your question, I think we've gone through a lot, and we're finally in a space where I hope that even though that's no longer our name, that women can now embrace that word, can move towards that word. And I think we're still doing that. We're still connecting women with action and ultimately success.
I really appreciate that, because I think often for women, success is defined for us instead of us defining success. So I appreciate that you asked all of us, including me, to define success for ourselves and what it means for us. Claudia, when did you join Mujeres de Acción?
Well, it was 2 years ago. It was shortly after I had just finished my radiation treatments. I was diagnosed in February of 2022 with breast cancer. I was the first person in my family to be diagnosed with breast cancer. I had lived here in San Luis Obispo for 26 years. I have raised my two daughters, my husband. He's from here. So for me, facing that diagnosis is the scariest thing you can ever imagine. For me, my diagnosis and seeking help and the right doctors, it was different because I have the privilege of having my husband that happens to be an American, white. So going through my appointments, I realized, too, that there were a lot of women that they didn't know how to approach the diagnosis. So I was invited by Yesenia for the gala that they had, and she asked me, could you please share your story? We would love to help women to get the mammograms and the right diagnosis. So I went to the gala, and what I saw there, it was just a community of women with different backgrounds, education, socioeconomics, and how I felt welcome and loved. In that moment, we embraced each other. Some women were attending that they were still in active treatment. And to see how these women of action put together this sold out event, it just moved me. So that's why I told Yesenia, if there's anything I can do, I would love to help.
And so you became the community liaison.
Yes.
Tell us about that role. What do you do?
Well, for me, when you're an immigrant and you move to a new country, especially the United States, you become invisible. You are not the person you were in your home country. So the first couple years for me, they were hard. Because I was trying to first learn English, how to navigate the social situations, learning to drive, just the little tasks that people don't think about when you're an immigrant living here. And for me, it was just a moment that I wanted to do more. So I was a homemaker. I had to, I was working as a teacher's aide for 6 years at a bilingual school here. So when I had my daughters, I decided to stay home and raise them. And that's when I started to work. I thought, if I'm not going to go to the 9-to-5 job, then I will be volunteering. I will just take my daughters. We will do to the food bank, different organizations, 4-H, the school, the church. So that's how I think I became the liaison for other friends and organizations. And I'm so blessed because the community knows me now, probably because how we help.
Very good. I'm Lotta Murty with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, your Central Coast listener-supported radio station. My guests today are Claudia Olson, Community Liaison for Mujeres de Acción, and Yesenia Echevarria, founder of Mujeres de Acción. And we are talking about the organization Mujeres de Acción, or Women of Action, its beginnings, how it's grown and developed over the last 10 years, and Claudia's and Yesenia's roles in the organization. You can call us at 805-781-3875 or email us at voices@kcbx.org with your questions. So, Claudia, you mentioned a gala.
Yes. We are hosting the gala. Last year, I was the MC. It was my second year. And this year, we're going to have the gala. We decided to do it in the month of November because for some survivors, it's really hard the month of October. And even for me, I was surprised this year that it was just hard on me because you see all these breast cancer awareness stories, the fundraisers. So we decided to do the gala 2024 Mujeres de Acción Breast Cancer Gala. It will be on Saturday, November 16th. From 6 to 10 at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott. This is in Atascadero.
And where can our listeners find out more about it?
So we, right now, the webpage for Mujeres de Acción, it's under construction because we are trying to include the translations and all the resources for the community. So right now, you can write us or follow us at Mujeres de Acción 805 on Instagram or Facebook, Mujeres de Acción. We post daily about events and even also events of other organizations that they have collaborated with us or that will help the community.
Very good. So what are some other events that Mujeres de Acción has done? Or is this the big annual event?
Well, that's a really exciting question that you're asking because we just hosted our Hispanic Heritage Festival, and it's our third annual event, and we had 4,000 people in the downtown city park of Paso Robles, which is such a big deal. And so I think what that event has really truly become something really special, but also our breast cancer gala. This is why we got started. This is the heartbeat for Mujeres de Acción. This is a moment for us to recognize, okay, the work continues. We've been able to expand, but this is our baby. And we also celebrate Children's Day, El Día del Niño, which is a very important celebration in Mexico. And that is a component of the work that we do is cultural pride. And we do that through our events, and we host mixers. And so the mixers have really been something amazing that are held monthly, and one is held in the North County, and then the opposite month it is held in San Luis Obispo. And our upcoming mixer will be in Caffeine here in San Luis Obispo. It is open to all women. It is a safe space for women to come. And so if you are a woman of color, a Latina, a white woman, all women are welcomed. It is a safe space space for Latinx, Latine, Latina. So we have those events and we encourage you to be involved. Come and join us. Come and learn about us. Come and mix and mingle. Bring your business cards. Share if you're part of a nonprofit, if you're part of a board. Come and be part of the magic that we are creating.
That does sound magical. And Yesenia, you used Latinx, Latine, Latina. Mm-hmm. Can you, for our listeners who aren't familiar, mm-hmm. can you explain each of those terms?
So definitely. So Latinx and Latine are used to be inclusive because we want to make sure that we are having an invitation open to everyone, whether you are non-binary, trans, queer. We welcome all walks of life. I think it's important that we are compassionate to one another. And I think that's been another successful pillar of Mujeres de Acción, that when you come to a Mujeres de Acción event, our hope is that you feel seen. And that is the feedback that we are getting, Lara, that a lot of women in other spaces did not feel welcome, did not feel seen, did not feel honored. And so we are extending that invitation to make sure that we are creating that safe space for everyone.
And all women.
All women. Yes, all women.
Yes.
Wonderful. So Gala, Mixers, Dia del Niño, Hispanic mm-hmm. Heritage Month. Tell our listeners again where they can find out more about these.
Absolutely. So we do have a website, mujeresdeaccion.org, and we just want to say thank you to the San Luis Obispo Commission on the Status of Women and Girls for their grant for us to transform our website. There is an option there for you to get in touch with us. We do have newsletters where if you want to know what's going on, future projects, how you can be involved, please subscribe to our newsletters. And then obviously we have our social media handles, Mujeres de Acción on Facebook and Mujeres de Acción 805 on Instagram, as well as our email, mujeresdeaccion.org, that you can also reach us at.
Wonderful. And so how large is the organization now?
It is growing. And interestingly enough, last year I said that it was the best year for Mujeres de Acción. And this year, 2024, is the best year for Mujeres de Acción. So it's really exciting. And interestingly enough, too, we are also having men join us. While this is a Latina-led nonprofit, that we'll always honor that. But many of the men have been saying, hey, can I be part of it? How can I help? And so just to give you an idea, in order for us to have a successful Hispanic Heritage Festival, that was a team of an estimated 40 volunteers. Included in those volunteers have been men. And these are men who are helping us set up, clean up, put the stage on, you know, doing many, many things. And so we've been growing. And so interestingly enough, I think I'm having a hard time keeping up with the growth. But what's really exciting, Lara, is that we are responding to the positive attention. And so I'm just so excited for what the next 10 years is going to look like with this amount of growth. We have a lot of big goals and desires. We often get asked, you know, we would love to have a Mujeres de Acción in Hollister. We'd love to have a Mujeres de Acción in San Diego. And if God willingly we continue this growth, I see why not.
Claudia, did you have something to add?
Oh, well, the mixers. I have attended to some mixers. This mixer is something different that I have never seen before. We are encouraging the participation of women of all walks of life. So homemakers, stay-home moms, people that they are working in these different industries. We have campesina leaders. We have leaders for the Mixteco community. And this place is a safe place. We make everyone to introduce themselves to the whole group. For some people, it's the first time that they have ever speaking in front of an audience. And it feels safe. We are welcome. The connections we are making and listening, especially listening, what the women in our community have to say or they want to share. that's where we're learning and growing. So that is just an event that I encourage anyone, like you don't have to be Latina, anyone can attend. And now with Yesenia, it's not just about the breast cancer helping women, but it's the civic engagement and also including the younger generations. So that's the other part.
And it's really exciting because a lot of Mujeres de Acción, including how we got started, was organically. Organically, these mixers got started. And I think the mixers have been quite amazing in the sense that you see women of different ages, different backgrounds, young women, which I think is one of the areas that we're so excited to be expanding on. We have our intern, Aria Olsen, who has been such a blessing to us by helping us stay organized. And one of her stories to me when she went to the first mixer said, Yesenia, I have never been in a space with other Latina women. I've never been able to feel myself and see myself in other women and to feel welcome and to feel like I can belong. And we're realizing a lot of that, Lara, that it's really unfortunate. Obviously, I do a lot of things in the community, and this is not something negative. I just look at it as Mujeres de Acción finding a way to provide a service. A lot of mixers are super expensive to be part of. Our mixer, it's only $19 to join in, and you actually get bites with it, which is also really exciting. We understand that to some women, $18, $19 is a lot of money. That's gas money. That's them deciding that they're not going to maybe take their kids out to eat and they want to have this moment for themselves. And so I think touching on all of our events, much like the Hispanic Heritage Festival, that's a free event for the community. Same deal with the Dia del Niño, free event for the community. And that's always been in the forefront of Mujeres de Acción, is that our services and events need to be accessible and people need to have opportunities to come together as a community and just enjoy and release.
I appreciate that. So campesina, you said earlier.
Yes.
So that's a farm worker.
Yes, Líderes Campesinas is an organization that helps. It's based in Santa Maria, mm-hmm. and they help the farm workers and their families. They provide food and help with services too.
Mm-hmm. And rights on pesticides, information. And so one of our areas, because we don't want to duplicate efforts, as we know there's a lot of nonprofits everywhere. And to me, it's all about collaboration and lifting us together as women. And so that has been a really beautiful relationship and collaboration with Líderes Campesinas, that they're doing amazing work in the community and building that trust. We want to make sure that our community is best served with so many resources that are available.
And I believe you've just touched on the surface of what Mujeres de Acción does, right? Because there's the breast cancer focus, right, which was the initial focus. Mm-hmm. There are these mixers and other events, but there's also more community work that the organization does as well.
Absolutely. I think 2020 was a tremendous year for Mujeres de Acción. I feel like the first 6 years of our existence was just building that trust with the community. Because if we all remember 2020, we were looking at COVID. And unfortunately for San Luis Obispo County, the northern portion was hit the hardest, specifically Paso Robles, where we saw the highest numbers. And guess who was in the highest numbers? It was the Latino community. And that was heartbreaking for us because in that moment, it was like, where do we go? Where do we get information? What do we do? We had whole families being infected. One of the areas that we started in was Información en Español COVID-19 for San Luis Obispo County, and that was an immediate response of the need of translations for services. And that was prompted because there was negative comments on social media saying, oh, why are those Mexicans bringing their kids to Walmart? Don't they know we have a pandemic? Don't they know that they need to keep their kids at home? And it's something cultural, Lara and Claudia, in the sense that we bring our babies with us, number one, because we're family oriented. Child care is a real issue. And if no one's telling us the seriousness of what's going on, then we are not going to have that information. And so Mujeres de Acción has very much been a first response to a lot of the needs. Another need in the area in 2020 was the possible school closure in Paso Robles, which once again, we found out that there was no translations happening at the school district, at school board meetings, which is where important decisions are being made on that specific topic. There was no translations or reaching out to the Latino parents as to say, there is this process happening. Are you interested? Do you want to be involved, or at least basic involving the parents, because this is going to impact them? So through California Rural Legal Assistance, we've been able to build that partnership, and we've been focusing on language justice as well as educational equity, which is a huge thing for our Latina women. Our Latino community is making sure that not only are we responding to needs, but that we're able to pay it forward and making sure that our future generations are set up. And much like what Claudia and I are saying, I mean, I remember being part of the Paso Robles School District, being a third grader at parent-teacher conference, and I was the one translating that meeting with the teacher and with my mom. Like, I vividly remember that. Granted, we've made huge steps, and thank you to the Paso Robles School District. We've been able to do a lot of positive things. What started as something really negative has really turned into an intentional relationship that we are building to benefit our families.
We are going to take a short break to hear from our studio. Over to you, Donna. Welcome back to Central Coast Voices. I am talking to guests Yesenia Echevarria, Mujeres de Acción's founder, and Claudia Olson, Mujeres de Acción's community liaison. And we have been talking about Mujeres de Acción's upcoming events, as well as the difference the organization Women of Action has made in Latina women's lives in San Luis Obispo County. Listeners, what questions do you have about supporting Latina women in your community? Call and tell us at 805-781-3875, or you can email your questions to voices@kcbx.org, and we will get them on the air. Claudia, Yesenia, you've been sharing some very poignant and inspiring stories of your own and other stories. Can you talk some more about the larger impact that Mujeres de Acción's work over the last 10 years has had on the community?
Well, as you know, I joined 2 years ago after my diagnosis. And in these 2 years, just in 2 years, and I know Mujeres de Acción has been working relentlessly for 10 years, the impact that I have seen is the collaboration and inclusion of all the women. In now, in San Luis Obispo, I have never attended a Latina mixer in all these 26 years that I have lived in San Luis Obispo. So for me to be part or be the facilitator of doing the mixer here, and also bringing women, inviting women, and they show up from, I don't know, Shandon, as far as Shandon and Orchid. Mm-hmm. They come. They are really, they want to engage with San Luis Obispo, North County, South County. And I think that collaboration for me is the base of Mujeres de Acción. So It's very exciting.
Yeah, and I think building inroads is so important, and having those uncomfortable conversations sometimes, like when COVID was happening and we were able to build strong relationships with, at the time, Mayor Martin, who's no longer with us, but he had a heart for the Latino community, much like our supervisors. And these are all important folks that are making important decisions on funding, on resources. And so it's important for us to have those relationships. And the civic engagement has been a big component, which wasn't done before. I mean, I think that was one of the things. Que nos vamos a echar las flores. We're going to give ourselves some flowers. That Mujeres de Acción was doing that before anyone had a heartbeat on the Latino community to genuinely say, you know, these decisions are being made. And this is, if you don't have the Spanish translations and there's important decisions being made with the school district or the city council, this is how we take up space. And so to see directly mothers take up public comments, and while at the time we were being discouraged by speaking in Spanish, and we were told by the school board president, Chris Saran, that this is California, the official language is English, you speak in English. And yet we were there, we were still speaking public comment in Spanish and not backing down. And it was really inspiring to see mothers who are campesinas, mothers who are immigrants, mothers that were fighting and strong advocates for their children. And now I look back on that and I'm like, gosh, we didn't even train them. But it was the desire and the need to take up space in those important decisions. And so I think we've been seeing more Latinos being celebrated too. I think that's another big impact Mujeres de Acción has done recently for Hispanic Heritage Month. The city of Paso Robles did a proclamation honoring Hispanic Heritage Month, as well as the County of San Luis Obispo supervisors as well. And so, you know, we're making this Latino-ness attractive. We're making it fun, which I think it's not just about those hard conversations, but having light conversations. And I think one of our biggest wins has been making us more visible in those important spaces, as well as us taking our own power to say, well, we're not going to wait for someone to create something for us. We're going to show up and we're going to make it happen. And it has been a tremendous ride. And it just fuels my heart knowing that we're right on track.
Claudia, did you have something you'd like to add?
Well, just an example. I think the first mixer, they were like, I think 12 women that they show up. The second mixer, we put out tickets, and we thought if 10 women show up, that's amazing, that's wonderful. And then 30 women, over 20 women show up. So in the last mixer, I think we were over 45 women. And some, they have other commitments, but they had already bought a ticket and they wanted to be there. So that's how we see the need of providing a safe space for Latina women and women of color and all the women in general, but for Latinas especially. And also another important point in our mixer is that you speak in the language that you feel the most comfortable. If I feel speaking Spanish, you will be speaking Spanish. We have translators. We help. If you prefer to speak Spanglish or English, it doesn't matter.
Even Mixteco. We had someone speak in Mixteco. And thank you, Claudia, for reminding us. Gosh, there's been so many great accomplishments. Thank you for inviting us so we can remember all of them. But I think that's another key component, too, is that language. Oftentimes, it feels like we have to be tied to one thing. We can only do one thing. And being able to show up in the language that you feel most comfortable with and honoring women and their voice is so important. Even if you go on our Instagram, on our Facebook, everything is translated to be inclusive. As much as we are fighting for other spaces to be inclusive of us, we too have to set the stage and walk the walk and be inclusive as well. And so I think that's been one of the other areas too, that giving women back their voice.
Yes.
Very good. So, as I've mentioned to both of you earlier, I am a member of a national and state women's organization, AAUW, which also has local branches throughout the United States, including on the Central Coast. And two things I learned through AAUW, which focuses on higher education and pay equity for women, is that Latina women experience the greatest pay gap in the United States compared to white, non-Hispanic men. And also as a group, Latina women were among the hardest hit during the pandemic, not just with the COVID-19 virus, which you'd mentioned earlier, Yesenia, but in terms of pay, work, family responsibilities, and mental health. What has Mujeres de Acción been doing in those areas as well?
You know, Lara, Claudia and I, we do recaps and we meet and we grab coffee and we're talking about what's going on in the community. What are we hearing? What are people sharing with us? And I'm going to allow Claudia to share the story, but I will just take it one step back. Is not only are we dealing with pay gaps, we're a real issue happening here in San Luis Obispo County is actually wage theft. And that's been a big area that we have been advocating for Latinas, and not just Latinas, for Latino men as well when we get the phone call. And it's really sad to say, and this might be news to some people listening to me right now, but there is a difference in the treatment when a business owner or someone who is supposed to pay someone receives a phone call from someone who speaks fluent English versus broken English or an immigrant, right? And so we've been able to advocate in that sense of making phone calls directly and trying to avoid that legal step. And unfortunately, if a legal step needs to be taken, then we support women with that step. But that's one of the areas. The mental health is so crucial. Obviously, during COVID-19, because we couldn't go out in the community, because that was one of the biggest issues happening. Imagine being at home, the levels of stress, not children not being able to go to school, the burden of knowing of how am I going to pay the bills if I can't go to work. And I think it brought up a lot of trauma as well. And so we did series on Facebook Lives on our, now it's called 805 La Voz, as well as Mujeres Acción. I just reposted this morning a conversation that we had with a psychologist talking about the mental component of breast cancer. And so it is something that we talk about because we also want to take away the taboos culturally of mental health. And so it is something that we have been focusing on, as well as partnerships, which is another great way with our mixers. It's like, come out to the mixer. You may not know that you need the resource, or you may be able to hear about a resource and you're able to take it back to the community, which is a fun way to come about. And we've been doing that with a lot of the resources available in our community. But Claudia, share the story a little bit about someone that you heard in the community that wasn't able to get a job.
Yes. She's an immigrant. I'm not going to say her name. But when she talked to us, she was promised a job, but the job, it was changed to many hours. And I think many hours, no breaks, and they were controlling even the diet, what she could eat or not. Mm-hmm. So she looked for help, and she says, "Hey, I have this in her home country, had a degree, like a degree that she could work anywhere in her country." So we connected with Yesenia, and then she found a place, safe place to live, a good job. The people that hired her, they treated her like a family, and that is one of the success story. And I think when she was sharing this, she didn't want to share because she felt a shame, because it was like, how I can have let this thing happen if I'm a person with education but no language. And that's where people take advantage. If you don't speak the language, you cannot defend yourself, you don't know the laws, and that's why Mujeres de Acción, we will help. If we don't have the answer, we will find the organization that will help you. So that's important, the collaboration part.
Yeah, and I think it's important that while the wage gap is a huge issue, there's other issues happening in our community. These aren't stories that we're hearing on CNN. No, this is happening in our own backyard, and they're very real. And it's really sad to share, but it happens very often. And I think, too, with the mixers and having these spaces, having it be Latina-led, much like my philosophy on leadership is I'm never going to ask someone in our organization to do something that I myself haven't done. That's why for me, it's even we see it often on the language justice front, which we were seeing, you know, maybe you are a para educator, but now you're getting pulled in to translate. And it's like, well, if you paid a translator, you would be making a lot more money than a para educator. So it's having those conversations to recognize our worth and be able to advocate. And that's why for me, every single job that I have applied for, whether it was a front desk receptionist or a para educator or whatever may be, I've always said, I am bilingual, I am bicultural, and you need to pay me more. And sometimes they say, well, but that's not in the job description. I said, well, but I know that you were going to pull me in. So I think it's important too that we create spaces for women to build up their confidence, which is another great component of our mixers, is that we're truly seeing women becoming more confident. And many of the women do come back to the mixers, and it's been great to see them smile as they're speaking, owning their identity and owning their skill sets and talents.
This is Lada Murti with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, your listener-supported radio station. If you recently joined us for today's show and want to listen to the entire broadcast, you can. It's available on our website at www.kcbx.org under the On Demand tab. Click on Central Coast Voices and you will find this show and many others to choose from. And there's still time for your emailed questions about Mujeres de Acción. Please send them to voices@kcbx.org and we will get them on the air. My guests for today's show are Claudia Olson, Community Liaison for Mujeres de Acción, or Women of Action, and Yesenia Echevarria, founder of Mujeres de Acción. And we are talking about Women of Action, Mujeres de Acción, and its history, upcoming events, and its future in relation to Latina women on California's Central Coast. So let's talk a little bit more about that future. What do you see as the future of Mujeres de Acción?
Oh, wow. Well, thanks to your questions, Yesenia and I, we had a conversation yesterday, and we want Mujeres de Acción not just to stay in San Luis Obispo County. We want it to be something national. We want to include not just the women, adults, but younger generations. I think the impact that we are making now, and this is just in a small city, it has been huge. So I think for me, that's my best wish for Mujeres de Acción, to continue to grow and then continue to be the leaders. Mm-hmm. Because these women, really, despite their background, education, they are incredible leaders.
And it's so exciting to see so much growth in the last 4 years. And I would totally agree. We oftentimes get asked, well, why don't you think about expanding? Why don't you start chapters? And, you know, if all goes well and the alignment is there and we keep growing, we can definitely do greater things. But I also want to have a little bit of a transparent moment and vulnerable moment that we need support. We have had tremendous growth. We are 110% volunteer led, and we are in a space that in order to keep up with being sustainable and successful, it's time for us to pay someone at least a part-time paid position. So if you find it in your heart to be a founding member donor to make that happen, or you have someone in your life that is very, very blessed, please reach out to us, mujeresdeaccion.org. We are looking for that financial support to be sustainable. We would love to have an office. I think that is our next step, is to have space for our community to know that they can turn to. And it's been great to see that younger generation, much like what Claudia is talking about, which we've intentionally been bringing on the youth, whether it's them dancing at our events, it's them being volunteers, building that forward, because we want to make sure that we build strong women from the beginning. And maybe when Claudia and I were younger, and even for me being a young child in Paso Robles, where no one really looked like me at that time, I remember my parents had bought their first home and we moved to a more Caucasian neighborhood. And I remember feeling really left out and not having someone that looked like me. And it was one of those full circle moments where I was able to go into a school site. And we had just had our Children's Day celebration, and the little brown girls with dark hair, dark skin, broken English say, "I know you." And I was like, "Really? From where?" And he goes, "Mujeres de Acción. You're a Mujeres de Acción." And I was like, wow. Like, that was a moment to me where it just reaffirms all the challenges and how hard we have worked, because it has not been easy. We're giving you all the positives, but it has been really, really hard. But to have a child embrace that moment and call themselves a mujer de acción, knowing that there is a table for them to be at, and we are building a stronger community for our Latino gente, it makes me so excited for the future.
Do you have a similar moment to share, Claudia?
Well, I think my personality is like, I cannot help myself, but I talk to anyone. If I have the supermarket or the post office the other day I have an appointment with a nutritionist. And as I was leaving, she says, "Oh, Claudia, I heard something about you're part of an organization for Latinas." And I'm like, "Oh," I said, "Mujeres de Acción." And she said, "Yes." And that day we were hosting the mixer in San Luis Obispo, and I invited her and she came. And the best gift for me, it was when this nutritionist made the connection with a Mixteco leader to come to Santa Maria and talk about diabetes, because she specializes in diabetes. And also the Mexican population has a high rates of diabetes and also complications for that. So in that mixer, we created that connection and that commitment and how we're going to support each other and offer help, and also the translation services to translate what the nutritionist is going to talk to the public in Mixteco, not just Spanish, Mixteco.
Mixteco as well. So now when you ask Latina women in the community if they are successful, what are you hearing?
I think there's a lot of hope and excitement. I think we're still struggling to still see ourselves as being successful. I think sometimes people may look at me and they say, "Well, Yesenia, you speak so well, or you're doing this, you're doing that. I can't do what you do." And it's my personal commitment that if there is something that I'm able to accomplish, I bring all of them. I bring all of them with me. And I think that has been a big, huge of the success with Mujeres de Acción, is that we're growing. We're seeing more women being involved. We're seeing them light up. And I think when you show up, when you have joy in yourself and you feel happy, you can show up. and share that happiness through your business, through going to a PTA meeting, going to a city council meeting. And so I think those are all successes. And I think for the first time, like in San Luis Obispo County, like let's celebrate and be proud. We are making it happen. Lo estamos haciendo. Se logró. There's big things that are being accomplished. Like we're not just hoping and praying, like we're actually living it. We're reaping the fruits of our labor. Like we have accomplished so many great things and we've climbed really hard mountains. But I think that's part of the power of our story, Lara, is that our community has been able to grow with us and see the testimony. And even with our Hispanic Heritage Festival, it's like some of them saw it from when it was 500 people. For it to be 4,000 people, we got to see it grow.
That's amazing and inspiring. So I know you've talked about expansion and people in other areas asking, how do we do this? Mm-hmm. Right? How do we start an organization like this where we are? In our last couple of minutes, what advice would you give them?
I would say definitely it's not easy. It's very hard. But if you feel called and you feel passionate about something, pursue it. Don't be afraid to ask the questions. Don't be afraid to be ignored. Don't be afraid to make your own table and stick with it. And good people will come, much like Claudia. I'm so thankful for her. I want to just briefly give a huge shout out to the rest of our team. Brenda Campoverde, Yolanda Flores, Laura Camacho, Ali Max, our awesome intern, Aria Olsen as well, and Maria Echevarria, which is the reason why all of this got started. My mother, I do want to share, she is alive and thriving. She is 10 years cancer free. And just one last ask, if you wish to make a donation, you can do so by writing a check to Eco Logistics with the memo Mujeres de Acción and mailing it to P.O. Box 243 Paso Robles, California 93446.
Claudia, you have the last word of the show. What would you like our listeners to remember about Mujeres de Acción or Latina Women or the show today?
Well, if I think is you just show up, support the women that they are like close to you. If it's your sister, your mother, your girlfriend, you need to support them and also take care of yourselves or health. Because if we take care of ourselves, then we can take care of the rest or families or loved ones. So that's my advice or what I live for, and be involved in your community. If it's not Mujeres de Acción, there are amazing organizations here in the county that is trying to help to make this place a better place for everyone.
I want to thank today's guests, Yesenia Echevarria, founder of Mujeres de Acción, and Claudia Olsen, community liaison for Mujeres de Acción. And we have been talking about grassroots nonprofit Mujeres de Acción, or Women of Action, and its decade-long work of empowering Latina women in San Luis Obispo County. Next week, join me, Lada Murti, again, as I talk to Santa Maria firefighters about their negotiations for fair pay. You are invited to listen, learn, and participate in the conversation on Thursday, October 31st, between 1 and 2 p.m. Thank you for joining us today.